Sue Fortson is a 23-year-old Gravida II para 1 admitted with a known placenta previa. At 22 weeks gestation, she had some vaginal spotting, prompting an ultrasound evaluation which showed a marginal placenta previa. She was admitted to the hospital for bed rest and observation, and the bleeding stopped. She was sent home with instructions for pelvic rest. She did well without any bleeding until 28 weeks gestation, when she noticed some additional spotting, apparently provoked by cleaning her house. She was readmitted for bed rest and had no further bleeding. After several days of no further bleeding and another ultrasound scan that again showed a marginal placenta previa with a long, thick, enclosed cervix, she was sent home. Later that day, she experienced bright red bleeding at home and returned to the hospital, where she's been hospitalized ever since. She's now 33 weeks and 2 days. During her second hospitalization at 28 weeks, she received betamethasone as steroid treatment to accelerate fetal maturity. This was not repeated, as at no time since then has delivery seemed imminent. Normally, the placenta is attached to the uterus in an area remote from the cervix. Sometimes, the placenta is located in such a way that it covers the cervix. This is called placenta previa. There are degrees of placenta previa. A complete placenta previa means the entire cervix is covered. This positioning makes it impossible for the fetus to pass through the birth canal without causing maternal hemorrhage. This situation can only be resolved through a cesarean section. A marginal placenta previa means that only the margin or edge of the placenta is covering the cervix. In this condition, it may be possible to achieve a vaginal delivery if the maternal bleeding is not too great and the fetal head exerts enough pressure on the placenta to push it out of the way and tamponade the bleeding which may occur. But usually these patients are delivered by cesarean section. Clinically, these patients present after 20 weeks with painless vaginal bleeding, usually mild. This is in contrast to patients with placental abruption, who usually experience significant pain and contractions. An old rule of thumb is that the first bleed from a placenta previa is not very heavy. For that reason, the first bleed is sometimes called a sentinel bleed. Later episodes of bleeding can be very substantial and very dangerous. This can lead to hypovolemic shock and maternal death. Because a pelvic exam may provoke further bleeding, it's important to avoid a vaginal or rectal exam in pregnant women during the second half of their pregnancy unless you are certain there is no placenta previa. Factors associated with an increased risk of placenta previa include high maternal purity, increased maternal age, previous cesarean section, previous uterine surgery of any type, uterine malformations, and the use of cocaine or its derivatives. Cigarette smoking and uterine trauma secondary to surgery are also associated. In the case of this patient, she had no predisposing factors. The usual treatment for a known placenta previa is scheduled cesarean section at 36 weeks after confirmation of fetal pulmonary maturity or accelerated maturity with betamethasone. This point is selected because it's usually the optimum trade-off between fetal immaturity and heavy maternal bleeding. In some cases, this timing may need to be altered. For example, this patient has not been stable and has had several bleeding episodes. For that reason, we'll aim at intervening at 34 weeks instead of 36 weeks, although we could still change course either way if her bleeding stabilizes or worsens.